Time now for your letters. Nina Keck's story last week on the death of Army Specialist Alan Bean Jr. touched listener Dave James of Las Vegas. Thank you for this moving, effective, and sympathetic report, he writes. More than any televised big production Memorial Day event, NPR's simple story of the loss of this family brought home poignantly the grief and loss that all families experience when they lose a loved one in the act of war. Dr. J. Curtis Kovacs disagreed with a statement in our interview with Princeton University history professor James McPherson on why soldiers fight. He writes, Professor McPherson stated that the majority of soldiers fighting in Vietnam were draftees. This is wrong. We had our reference library do a little check, and according to the book Warfare and Armed Conflict, the 648,500 draftees who served in the Vietnam War indeed accounted for only 25% of the total. We received a good deal of mail about the history of the guitar segment with Tim Brooks. Douglas Reeves of San Diego wrote, I listened to Mr. Brooks on his love of guitars and guitar music. I am not a musician and don't hold much for him. However, there is only one word I can think of to describe that informative piece on the history of guitars and his love of them. Beautiful. Jim Levasseur agreed. I dusted off my guitar, leaning in the corner for too long, tuned it up, and played a little, he writes. I put the guitar right between my bed and desk, so hopefully I will play a little more each day. A number of you pointed out that there were elements missing from Brooks' story. Joseph Rail wrote, as a musician, I play bass. I love this story, but there was a big piece missing. What about all of the black blues musicians who did so much to popularize the guitar? And Patrick D. wrote to say, I was shocked that he never mentioned C.F. Martin, the most influential guitar luthier in North America since circa 1833. Well, sometimes you can't fit in all the information, even in a 17-minute radio segment. However, Tim Brooks does cover those elements and more in his book. There's a new way to send your comments to us because we no longer use the WeSun at NPR mail address. To write to us now, go to the NPR webpage and click on the Contact Us link. But one thing is the same. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.